May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's word for us today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, where we read, "Arise, shine." That's God's word for us this morning. It was June 19th, Battle of the Philippine Sea during World War II. The historians among us will tell us that that was the so-called Marianas Turkey Shoot, a great battle victory for the U.S. Navy against the Japanese. That's what the historians will tell us. They do forget one minor detail. The detail happened to a bunch of the returning fighters and bombers that night. You see, something happened. Wildly successful, they dropped their bombs and returned to home. By now, though, the carriers they are looking for are further away than they imagined or realized. The battle had gotten pretty crazy, after all. And they go to where they think the carriers are going to be. And when you're out in the ocean, flying a fighter or a bomber, that carrier literally is life or death. And they look out and peer over a dark sea, looking and looking and seeing absolutely nothing. Max Stream, a pilot at the time, recalls this from his adventure looking for his home aboard the USS Yorktown, a naval aircraft carrier. He recalls, "It was about dark when our people finished bombing. Then became what was the greatest fiasco the Navy ever had. The lights had been turned off on the carriers. There must have been 30 people circling her, where only 6 were supposed to be there at one time. I got down the circle nevertheless, and then I tried to land on a battleship. They weren't happy. Now things got dicey. For it's one thing to be looking for home, another thing to run out of fuel in the Pacific Ocean. And one by one, planes ran out of gas and dropped. And Max Stream kept looking, peering through the darkness. Darkness is death. Life is light." Light and darkness. Isaiah 60 bursts onto the scene in this epiphany celebration that we get to have this morning together. Light and darkness bursts onto the scene. Darkness is death. Light is life. Here again the words of the prophet Isaiah, where he writes, "For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples." That's not exactly a pleasant thing from the prophet. Darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness the peoples. Darkness, though, is death. And darkness is what we experience too well. Epiphany is the season of light, the season of brightness. But it's a brightness that comes down to a pretty cold, dark world. And think of the darkness that you've experienced. Those dark times of the soul. Perhaps you're even wrestling with darkness right now. The darkness that wonders, "God, do you even care?" Or perhaps even more so, "God, where are you?" The darkness of Isaiah was the darkness of a people who had lost everything. Isaiah is writing to a people who lost their home, and at that point perhaps have even begun to lost hope. The darkness of Isaiah that he speaks of is the darkness of despair, the darkness of sin, the darkness of ignorance. The darkness that continues. In the words of the theologian Bob Dylan, not the best theologian, "It's not dark yet, but it's getting there." And that darkness sometimes threatens to overwhelm. Fast forward to the gospel reading, that familiar Sunday school story, and we see even more darkness. The Magi show up, but as some of us discussed in Bible study this morning, these Magi are not superheroes. Think about it. How do they find Jesus? They look at the horoscope and get close. And on top of it, these Magi, these guys aren't wise men. We three kings of Orient are. They're people who go to the worst possible place to go ask if there's going to be a new king. They go to Herod the Great, a guy who does everything in his power to be king. The Magi, these so-called wise men, they're living in darkness too. And they're the people that don't even belong in the story. They're Larry, Curly, and Moe. They're the Three Stooges. They don't even belong. They read some stars, have a crazy idea, and they're walking in darkness. And they take more and more steps. It's into the midst of a dark, gloomy, thick, dark world that Jesus comes. The Magi see the light. They do. Mind you, it doesn't start out so hot. Okay, let's go to the worst possible person that we all know is a bad guy and ask him if there's going to be a new king. We have a technical word for that at Concordia Theological Seminary. Brace yourself. It's called a bad idea. It's a horrible idea. But what happens when they're there? Scribes and teachers of the law. Okay, that sounds too funky. People who read the Bible talk to them. And they find out in the Bible that yes, there is going to be a Savior, the true King who will make people God's people. But you're in the wrong place. He's not in Jerusalem. He's in that backwater small town called Bethlehem, the old house of bread, a place where nobody in their right mind would be born, a place where for those who don't belong show up. And by hearing God's word, they go to the right place. And by hearing a dream, they avoid a disaster. By hearing God's word, light dawns upon Larry, Curly, and Moe. The people who go, who do all kinds of silly things in this familiar story. But God's word, the light of God's word, continues to dawn upon you and me. Yes, we live in dark worlds. That darkness of wondering, could God ever love me? That darkness that wrestles, God, are you there? But to that darkness, Jesus shows up, and we hear in God's word the great I love you of the Bible. The I love you, and I care for you, and I die for you, and I rise again for you in the face of Jesus Christ. That I love you, that light that gives us hope even in the darkest of times. That I love you that tells you that no matter what happens to you, God is never going to leave you. God is never going to abandon you. And God at last will bring you to be with him forever. And that wherever you trod, like the Magi of old, in our journeys that we cannot see the ending, God is there in the midst of the journey, carrying and holding you. Light, after all, is life, and darkness is death. The darkness of Isaiah's age, the darkness of Jesus' age, the darkness of our own age. never has the final word. And on that night, on June 19th, in the 1940s, darkness didn't have the final word either. Max Stream recalls the event as follows. He writes, "It looked like New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas all wrapped up into one. The carriers turned on the lights. And suddenly, light happened, and life happens. Planes find their carriers, pilots are saved, bombers are saved. Lives happen. How much more so that light of a Savior who bursts upon our dark world, who dies for us, who redeems us, who makes us his own, until that day in which we will dwell in his light forever. Until that great and glorious day, we pray, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus. Amen." We worship our, oh, we rise and confess.